Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or you can enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
How you doing this morning, David?
I'm good.
What's on your shirt? What does it say?
It says, hog's breath is better than no breath at all.
Is that the most random thing we've ever had?
Yes.
No, it's a hog's breath down in Destin. It's like one of the first places it ever opened down there.
Is it a restaurant?
Yeah.
Is that your souvenir that you got?
I got this t-shirt down there because I liked it.
What's on the back?
It's a big hog. Look.
Man.
See that bad boy?
Look at that. What'd you pay for that? $15?
More like $25.
Are you
serious? Must have been really good.
Oh, it's a comfort color shirt, so it's really nice. But man, every single shirt in there was no less than $20-something.
I wish it was a hyper color shirt.
What is a hyper color?
Do you remember those?
Yeah.
So
let me see if I can find it for him.
It's like way back in the 90s. You know how a mood ring kind of changes colors as you go throughout like different temperatures?
Yeah. It'd be like yellow and purple and red and all that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm in a bad mood now because my mood ring is showing this.
Right.
Well, the hypercolor shirt essentially was the same thing, but a t-shirt.
Yeah. So you could sweat or whatever and it would change.
There's no way that worked.
It worked 100%.
I don't know if you could tell your mood off of your shirt, but your shirt would change colors.
That's disgusting. So like your back would be one color and your armpits.
But it's not just about the sweat. Like it is heat. Like yeah. You don't have to be sweating.
Someone could have put their hand on your back and the heat from their hand would have made a handprint.
Were those shirts expensive?
We all had one.
Yeah, we all had them. I don't know if they were expensive or not.
Man, we need to make those to come back, man. That'd be awesome.
I remember the time we went to Hijinks to go bowling and they turned on the black lights and it looked like there was stuff all over my shirt. I'm like, what is this? Have you ever been through that? That's
no.
Humiliating. Makes you just want to take your clothes off and run.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, today's Tuesday, June the 5th of 2018, and President Donald Trump has rescinded an invitation to the Philadelphia Eagles to visit the White House today to celebrate the Super Bowl victory. Now, the president based his decision on the national anthem protests that have happened in the NFL.
After more than 3 weeks out of sight, Melania Trump hosted a reception Monday to honor the families of those killed during military service. The event was closed to the news media out of respect for the families.
And a Pennsylvania teenager has died in a freak accident when she was showering to get ready for school. It appears the teen's hair got caught in the drain. She is believed to have drowned.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So David brought me this article today that was talking about where if you're looking to go to different cities to find love, there are certain places that you go.
That's so sweet of you to bring him the article.
Yeah, I was thinking you really truly need some love in your life.
Well, I appreciate that.
Mm. Yeah.
David subscribes to the magazine Looking for Love.
In all the wrong places.
Yeah, that's his favorite magazine. No, so I was looking at the stats on where you can go to find love, right? And the number one spot is Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
The number two is Miami, number three New York, then LA, San Francisco, Cancun, right? So, I'm thinking back to my trip to Vegas. I don't think I was going to find love in Las Vegas.
Mm. Yeah.
You've been to Vegas, right?
Yeah, I have. I don't know if that would be the place I would choose.
Well, they do have wedding chapels on like every corner, so maybe that's the love they're talking about.
Have you been there?
I have driven through.
You haven't stopped?
No.
He's smiling really big.
Were you headed?
Well, my grandparents were driving me all the way from Arkansas to California, and we drove through Las Vegas at 8 or 9 in the morning, drove through the Strip, and that was it. We were heading to California.
So you can say you've been to Vegas.
I can say I've been to Vegas.
So I remember my first experience when we got to Vegas. One of my friends is like, let me show you where, what do you call it? It's not the boardwalk, is it? What do you call it? The Strip?
Yeah, the Strip.
Mm-hmm.
But he was taking me to some mall, right?
Yeah.
So the idea was we're going to this mall, and there's tons of people on the streets. And I noticed that people are soliciting, handing you stuff. And I'm like, oh, sweet, they're giving away giveaways, Las Vegas giveaways, tourist maps to the stars' homes and stuff like that.
I would love just to go to Vegas with you to watch your face.
If you've never been to Las Vegas, basically what they're doing is handing you escort cards.
Oh.
With nudity.
But they
and phone numbers.
And they Whoa. Make them like they do something to get your attention, so you happen hey, you have just... to you have to look. And so when you look, they hand them to you, and like you, at first you're just like, you want to be nice, and you take it, but yeah. then
you realize other people know what you're taking. Yeah. So then I got awkward with it, and I try to avoid those people who are out there trying to give me those cards. Yeah. But even though I kind of wanted just to see, like, you know, like what was there.
Well, from what I heard.
You know what I'm saying? How you kind of want to know.
You took a whole handful of them.
Well, I did put them in my pocket. We were talking about how we could totally punk our friends. Like, you know, because it was a wrestling trip. We're all out there doing television. Oh, so gosh. Imagine, like, if I took a couple of those cards and threw it in somebody's bag. And when he got home.
That's
and
bad.
And the wife opens it. That's
mean. There's escort cards.
Dang, dude.
But I'm telling you, it's not like, hey, here's my business card. This is like, here's my business card. Yeah.
Is that the kind of love that they're talking about then?
That's what they were looking for in Las Vegas. Mm. And I'm telling you, if you're looking for that, it's readily available. I mean, it'll cost you.
It sounds like you know a lot about this.
No, I don't. I promise.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Scott Disick and Sophia Richie. So yesterday we were talking about this, and we were talking about them breaking up. Apparently he was seen with another woman. She got upset, blah, blah, blah. They broke up. Well, now reports are saying they're back together. And to refresh your memory, she's 19-year-old Sophia Richie. She's Lionel Richie's daughter. He's 35-year-old ex-Kourtney Kardashian baby's daddy. Yeah. So three kids. So there's that. But so everything's wonderful, guys. They're still together.
Okay, so when you see them together, what do you think?
I think, oh, his little girl is so cute. Oh,
I know. I think the same thing, though.
I'm sorry, and I'm not even being mean, but
I'm not trying to either.
It looks different. Yeah.
So congratulations to Scott Disick.
Yeah. Right.
What?
Well, we got you guys up on Ariana Grande, who has completely changed up her look, y'all. It's crazy. You know, she's been known for years as the girl with the dark hair, the ponytail, that kind of look. But now she's changed it up. She has freckles. She has blonde hair. All for the cover of Vogue magazine. And she's really not even wearing that much makeup either. It's very similar to the cover that Christina Aguilera did a couple of weeks ago. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where she's wearing very little makeup. I would say it's almost exactly like that. And it's just so strange to see Ariana Grande like that, though.
I like it, though. I thought she looked really pretty. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to check that out, you can on our blog, the BBITN blog at KFIN.com.
And Gotcha Gossip on Reese Witherspoon. If you're a fan of the Legally Blonde movies, they've made two of them so far. There are reports out that they're shopping a script for Legally Blonde 3.
I'm very excited about this.
Y'all, it's been 17 years since the first movie came out. And Reese is ready to go back and be Elle Woods once again.
I love it. I can't wait.
That could be a really fun story. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, y'all, I think this story pretty much plays out how you would expect it to go.
All right.
So a 33-year-old dude in Florida named David, not me, was huffing compressed air. Yeah.
Not
on
smart.
Sunday. Yeah.
No, not good.
And he passed out. Oh. And when cops found him, he was slumped over the wheel with his engine running. Really bad sign. So they knocked on the window to kind of check on him. So he lifted his head up, took another hit of the air duster, and then passed out again.
Oh my gosh.
So at that point, they started banging on the window like, come on, dude. And at that point, he woke up again, noticed the officer, paused, and took another hit of the air compressor. Goodness. And then he tried to drive away.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, it was a terrible idea. He didn't get very far. He swerved. He actually hit another vehicle, drove into somebody's yard, crashed a mailbox, hit a second car, and then finally came to a stop. Now, luckily, no one was hurt, and they're all doing okay. But the question the officer asked him was, how high are you? And the dude said, no. Officer, it's hi, how are you?
Wow.
Bring Kelly back.
Send him back to Florida.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.